Hey.
Hello.
Shelly.
We're back. Up? Where have we been?
Under a rock.
Yes. Actually, it's accurate. No, it's not accurate at all.
Hated it. Not accurate.
I don't even know. Was it January? Was it February? Like, I don't even... I think it was January.
I don't know, but it's spring now. So happy spring.
It was 80 degrees today.
I know.
Oh, I texted this to you. It has nothing to do with ghosts, but it was a delightful experience. I really like rollerblading.
Yes.
At the park. But I always go there, and I won't do it unless it's, like, pretty empty, because it's this one loop, and if there's, like, strollers or, like, dogs or whatever, it's just annoying because you kind of have to slow down. Like, I just like
to go. You're not trying to crash into babies.
I don't want to crash into a baby or a dog. So I was like, okay, it's, like, pretty empty. So I do my first loop, and a couple dogs show up, and I was like, okay, aww, all right. And then I do another loop, and I come back, and there are, like, five more dogs, and I was like, okay, is this, like, a dog party? Like, what's going on here? And I come back around again, and by that point, there are 20 dogs.
What? That sounds like heaven.
Well, it was a little odd. And then finally, I saw this, like, bulldog waddling down the hill, and he had a birthday hat on.
Stop it.
It was his birthday party.
Stop it.
It was so cute. So there are, like, so many dogs with their owners, but really it was, like, a dog party.
I am obsessed.
And eventually they all left for a long dog walk along the trail for his birthday party.
Aww.
He looked so happy.
How old was he turning?
I don't know. I was just skating by, blading by. I was like, is it his birthday? And she's like, can you guess? And I was like, happy birthday, buddy. He looks
so happy.
It was the purest thing, like, I've experienced in a long time.
I love that so much. I guess I feel like I have to step up my birthday game for my dog. As I'm like, I think I got his birthday wrong in my calendar. Terrible dog mom.
Oh, I don't know when my cats were born. Yeah. I generally have an idea of how old
they are. We're going to celebrate ish around this time. You're all of your birthdays are today.
Happy birthday, animals.
All of you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, like, not much. Oh, you know what I have been doing? And I'm not going to get too into it because maybe I'll cover this on an episode. But it's been intriguing. Someone kind of pointed out to me something that I like watching, like a ghost hunting channel. They're like, oh, you should check out this, like, ghost debunker. So, I've started watching ghost debunking videos on YouTube.
Oh, shit.
And they're, one, hilarious. Like,
oh, my
hilarious.
God.
And two, just, like, really eye-opening in some cases. Like, really eye-opening. Like, okay, like, maybe I need to watch things with a more critical eye. And it's interesting because a lot of the debunkers actually do believe in the paranormal. So doing it because they don't want crap out there. Like, they want
to prove
legit people. They want to prove. And a lot of them go on their own ghost hunting explorations and stuff. But there was one. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm going to send it to you. There's one where, you know, Zach Bagans of Ghost Adventure fame.
Yes.
They, like, go. You would, this is, like, right up your alley.
Oh, God.
They go to a haunted, like, hotel or B&B on, like, Valentine's Day weekend.
Stop.
Because allegedly there's, like, a woman ghost there that likes to have sex.
Stop it! Why do you have to say it's not my alley?
Because you did ghost sex. As
that
an
is
episode.
True.
Not as an
my
activity.
My risque ghost life.
But, like, it, like, becomes a competition between Zach and one of his crew members. Like, I wonder which room she's gonna visit, Jerusha, or which guy do you want to get with?
Oh my!
And he's
God.
Like trying to seduce.
Stop!
Like, it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh my God!
It's
I need
so
to...
weird.
That is.
But
weird.
Like, I kind of respect him because I know what he's doing. Like, he's actually really smart. He has, like, a niche.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
It's entertainment. Like, you can tell
I mean, that's
he created a channel
that's
for
literally what we're doing right now.
Exactly. So I respect it. Should Hats we, off to you, Zach Bagans.
Should we play our sound check? I don't know. For Charles.
Oh. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Jim Bob Hickory.
Jim Bob. People have no idea what we're talking about. Did you get my message?
Yeah. Okay. So this is sound check with Jessica and Shelley. You know, a segment we do from time to time. So we were testing out the music and such, and here we go.
Yes, we'll do a sound check.
Sound check.
I don't know.
Sounds a little twangy. Just talk.
No one cares.
Literally.
Okay.
I don't think anyone even cares what we do in other podcast episodes, unless some of our friends care.
Actually, Charles has been disappointed.
Poor Charles.
No one.
Well,
cares.
Now that I know Charles has been disappointed,
this is for you.
This is for you, Charles.
Dedicated. JBH.
JBH.
Okay. For mayor. Anyway.
What are we talking about?
Oh, guys, it's been a long time. I don't even know what we're doing anymore. Why
ghost,
are we here?
A ghost podcast. Okay. You have ghost stories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I do have to say I finally visited Shelley's third floor.
Yes. Did it look like your dreams?
It did not.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. That would have been really freaky.
It was not what I expected it to be.
Yeah.
It was like a little, like, you're like, this is the hot spot. And it's like, you could do jazzercise in there.
You really can. We should post a picture. It literally is a gymnastics room.
I was like, oh, this is the creepy hot spot. You're like, it's terrifying here. And I'm like, why is someone going to jump out and do like an acrobatic flip? They're like, and 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm like, that's terrifying. Close the
that's
door.
That's why I hear so many footsteps.
They're
in
doing
that room. They're exercising.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exercise.
It all makes sense now.
If they drop weights on the ground, they're just trying to lift weights.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we figured it out.
All
right. It's all good.
They're just working out.
Yeah, the other thing is I saw a scary movie today. You can call it that. I don't know what happened. It's called Abigail.
But you thought it was.
Annabelle.
Okay.
And it was not. It was not.
It was not about a doll?
No. It's actually the beginning of it I thought was pretty good because I didn't know what the fuck was going on at all. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was, but it was kind of fun too. It was like tongue in cheek. Like, it was kind of like making fun of itself.
Okay.
While also being a little creepy and just leaning into the genre, which I won't tell you exactly what the genre is.
Okay.
Because I would say, sure, watch it once. Entertaining.
You're really selling this. You're like, wow, that movie was something.
It was a movie for sure.
Definitely a beginning, a middle, and an end. That's it.
Did you watch Downton Abbey back in the day?
Yeah.
Matthew,
okay.
Dan Stevens, he is in it. He's one of the leads.
Nice.
So that's
nice.
The first time I ever saw him.
Is it a musical?
No.
I mean, you always like when you go to watch a movie and you're like, why is this a musical? Why are they? It's kind of like when I watched Wonka. Did you watch it yet? Shannon and I watched that together.
You guys saw it together? Wait, in the theater?
No.
You watched it?
We watched it at my house.
She came
over one night and we were like, let's watch this movie. And, you know.
What did you think? Tell me everything, because I have a lot of thoughts on this movie.
All right, so at one point we were like, what are we watching?
Yeah.
And I have a note in my phone, because, you know, I'm always notorious for keeping notes of quotes that people say or just.
Oh my gosh, thoughts. I can't wait for this.
And all I have is,
so much.
I basically posted on Facebook that Wonka, the movie, can be summed up in a couple of words here.
Yeah.
Chocolate cartel and arson.
I think I remember you posting that.
Yeah. That's really it.
Wait,
the movie.
Wait. Chocolate cartel arson as a musical.
Oh, yeah. Well,
as a musical where... So this is... Okay. Again, not ghosts, but an important topic. It felt like it wanted to be whimsical so badly. The
it
way
was
that
so
greatest,
creepy, though.
The way The Greatest Showman has some, beautiful whimsy, and it's effortless and it works. And I felt like Wonka wanted to do that. But then they were also like, oh shit, it's a musical. We should sing now. Sing songs, lyrics. But, like, they didn't have anything to do with anything.
And
like,
there
no.
also needs to be threats and someone locked in a basement. And they can't just let the chocolate man be the chocolate man because he was... Yeah, it got really
also,
weird.
Like, I don't know about, like, Wonka and the little girl. Like,
yeah.
That was a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, my daughter turned to me. I saw it in the theater with my kids. And she goes... I was watching it, and I was like, something
oh, no.
feels off here. And
oh, no.
right when I thought that, she turned to me, and she goes, Mom, are they dating?
No.
And I was like, nope. But the fact that you asked me that tells me I'm not wrong, that something's off
yeah.
with this movie.
It's so weird.
Like, the way they danced together, I was just like, they should have just made this girl, like, his age.
I know.
And then it could have been a cute little love story. But, like, this isn't working for
no.
me.
It's
or anyone.
Hard pass. I watched, that's a one and done
so
for me.
It was so bad. It was awful.
I mean, I feel like, though, I might want to, you know, have a couple drinks and rewatch it again. And then be like, oh my god, how did I miss this part? Or whatever.
Yeah, don't watch it high, though, because I think I would probably freak out. It would make me really paranoid.
Mm.
If I were, like, hot, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Good note there.
Yeah. Let's see. No, there was something else. Oh, well. Anyway, no. Two thumbs down. Probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And that has been our movie review. Is that why
of
we're here?
Of all the movies to not
Is
see.
That why we're here?
No, I think there's something ghost-related we're supposed to be talking
right.
about.
So, okay. I want everyone to understand that we haven't done this in a long time, and I had all these ideas in my head of things I wanted to do. And I'm pretty sure I spent like 3 hours yesterday researching this and that, and nothing was like coming together.
Mm.
But then, I don't know if you ever found this, I stumbled upon a website called yourghoststories.com.
No. Never heard of it.
Write it down.
Oh my god.
It literally is just people constantly submit their ghost stories from all around the world.
What?
Like, as recently as, like, today,
what?
People are posting their ghost stories.
That's, like, the dream that
it,
you want.
It is, like, the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay, that's
yeah.
like Reddit. That's why
it's
I have
like, yeah.
I have some good ones from Reddit that I have squirreled away that have to go with the topic that I have, but it's crazy.
Yes, yeah, so I apologize. I don't have any topic here.
It's
this
okay.
is just, like, ghost stories.
Go.
Ghosts. And, okay, I'm kind of, like, skimmed some of these, but not really, so let's just read them, and then we can react together. Oh, my gosh.
What does it say?
This is by user, why is my name trash?
Oh, my god, I love
I can't
that.
Even make this shit up.
I mean, they seem like they're really hard on themselves.
They seem like...
Why is my name such trash? I need to talk about my ghost story right now.
Okay. This is from Germany, actually. Okay, so a few years ago, I think I was in like 7th or 8th grade. We went on a school trip to some place in Germany that I'm not going to butcher because I don't speak
mm-hmm.
German. From the beginning on, my best friend and I, who both tend to pick up on energies a lot more than most people, already felt something was just off about the place. But it really kind of escalated after we had a little seance in the forest. I mean, yeah, that would do
good
it.
Good old seance.
I mean, in the forest.
Oh, shit. Don't go in the forest.
Yeah, that's not good. We asked the basic questions like if there was any spirits near us, and at some point, all of us started feeling like we were being touched.
No.
For example, on my neck, an ankle, or my friend's arm.
Mm-mm.
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 A few minutes later, we noticed that these exact spots had turned bright red. We actually had photos of that, but it's been so long. We have new phones. We did end the seance properly, by the way. All of us saying goodbye and thanked the spirit for talking to us, which I heard is, like, really important to know how to close down a session.
Oh, and say thanks for stopping by.
I don't know that I would know how to do that, so I just don't do it.
That's a great tip. Just don't do it if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, just don't. We had already kind of started to get a little scared, but it just got worse. After it got dark, my roommate and one of the people who had also taken part were brushing their teeth when they suddenly saw glowing red eyes in the mirror.
I hate when that happens.
I know. God damn it.
I mean, I always look like shit in the morning when I'm brushing my teeth and I can see red eyes. It's horrifying. What? They saw red eyes? I'm sorry.
That's all I have here. That's all that's it says. It?
Okay, bye. Your name is trash.
My name is trash. We decided to sleep in the same bed because of that. It was in the middle of summer, so we opened the window a little. Around 23:30. Okay, so that would, 11:30?
I don't know.
23:30. Yeah, 11:30.
You want me to do military time right now?
The window suddenly slammed all the way open. There was no wind. The window was so heavy and difficult to move that we had to open it together.
No.
After that, we noticed a shadow in the corner.
Nope.
We even tried to debunk this afterwards, but the only things tall enough in the room were the bunk beds and a closet, none of which could have thrown a shadow like that. Mm. Needlessly to say, we were kind of traumatized after that night.
Jesus.
So, yeah. I would say no to sciences in the forest.
Okay. I wasn't planning on.
Yeah, well, you know, just, that was a tale of caution.
Thank you.
Okay. Angry Woman in My Cottage by Linzel. This is from United Kingdom. All right. I'm just kind of, all right. I was in my mid-20s and living in an old stone farmhouse in Scotland. It was all one level, and I would imagine that once it had housed several crofts for the land workers back in the 18th, 19th century. I don't know what a croft is.
Neither do I, but it sounds very... Croft. What is a croft, and why is it British?
It housed several crofts.
How do you spell it?
C-R-O-F-T-S.
Crops.
Croft.
May refer to a small area of land... Often with a crofter's dwelling. That doesn't give me any information.
What?
Listen, Wikipedia. All right, I digress.
Okay. Did you find out?
It's a small rented farm, especially one in Scotland.
Oh, okay.
Comprising of a plot of land attached to a house, blah, blah, blah. It's basically like farmland. We're going to call it that. They call it croft.
Well, that makes sense. It was a farmhouse.
I'm going to start calling a farm a croft.
I'm going to my croft. The house itself would have dated to roughly 200 to 300 years old. There was a master bedroom at one side of the house and a long hallway stretching from the bedroom past the stairs to the attic, past the second bedroom, through the living room, past the bathroom, before reaching the kitchen, which mirrored the location and size of the master bedroom, only at the opposite end of the house. Basically, what they're saying is you could look from one end of the house to the other if all the doors were open. My husband and I had our 3-year-old daughter with us who slept in the smaller room of the house. My husband was often away working and it was just my little girl and I much of the time. Their master bedroom always made me feel very uncomfortable. I could never put my finger on it, but strange noises, sleep paralysis, the feeling of being watched, and basically an overwhelming feeling of not wanting to be in that room plagued me. However, strangely, my daughter was much more drawn to the room, and I'd let her play in there as it was much bigger than her room, and you could always hear her talking away to herself and having a conversation with herself, bubbling about happy. You know, the thing she's saying, like, the feeling of, like, being watched or whatever, like, I will say there have been a few days here in the past month where... I'm like, what? I don't know. It's probably just me, and I don't have any, there's nothing like proving anything was here, but I would just like occasionally just like walk around and be like, is someone else here? Like, it'd be like the middle of the workday, right? Like, I would literally like look around the house because I just felt like I wasn't alone.
Ew.
Do you ever feel that way?
I mean, I don't live in a haunted house, so I know what you mean.
I don't feel that way all the time. It's just been a couple of days here and there that I'm like, something feels like off, like I'm not alone. And I literally have had to go through the house to make sure.
Well, make sure you get an outside camera because that could also be a stalker or something.
Oh, okay. We're not I'd rather it be a ghost.
I know. We invite all the ghosts and keep out all the stalkers.
I do need one of those cameras. You're right. So I guess the master bedroom was her favorite room, her daughter's room in the house, and she was rarely anywhere else. So one day, unable to take the nervousness away, I swapped rooms with her and put my double bed in the tiny room and gave her the master. Mm. However, one night I had made her go to bed early as she had been playing up having a little tantrum and doing basic three-year-old things. When I went to bed and fell asleep, I was jolted awake. And suddenly, not long after, when I opened my eyes, there was an angry-looking woman staring at me in blind rage about 6 inches from my face.
Ew, what?
I literally froze, but the face just disappeared.
Ew. I just got chills all down my arm.
Ugh. No. Yeah, and... But she looked so angry. Why was she so angry at me, for one? Was there anything I could have done to appease her? There were several other things in the house that happened. Once the electricity went out, as it did in storms out there, and I used the flashlight from my camera phone to light my way to the kitchen where I stored the candles, taking pictures every few steps so the flash would go off. I got the torch, which is a flashlight, and the candles, and made my way back to the bedroom and fell asleep again. Next morning, I was browsing my phone and thought to delete the pictures I had taken the night before when I noticed a really eerie thing.
No, what?
In my hallway, between the living room and the hallway to the bedroom, was what looked like a little 7 or 8 year old girl sitting cross-legged on the floor with a little boy of about 3 hanging over her left shoulder.
Ew, what?
Zooming in, you saw that her face was very skull-like.
Ew.
I showed the picture to my most skeptic friends, and even they were convinced.
No.
One of them even changed their mind about the paranormal because he could just not explain it. Even odder is that a pair of my daughter's pink dress-up shoes were in the middle of the hallway, and it seemed like the little girl had them on her feet.
Oh, my God. What?
I can't even imagine, what? Oh, you just, you take pictures, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to delete them, and you look at them, and there's literally, children in the hallway?
No. No children in the hallway.
No.
Thanks.
No, thanks.
Thanks for stopping. Unless the ones I know are going to be in the hallway.
Right.
No unsolicited the ones that children. Are
living here, sure.
Yeah, that's fine. They're fine.
What all right.
The fuck?
Yeah, I guess I think I did try to just look at... There were so many stories, so yeah. I mainly focused on ones that happen in people's houses.
Yep, I'm fine with that. Go for it. I'm here for
ooh,
it.
Ooh, Ohio.
Ooh, Ohio. You love some Ohio. You're like, ooh.
No, I'm just saying, it's close to home.
You sounded like you were having, you're like, I want to run away to Ohio.
Ohio. Okay, this is by... Linjahaha.
I just love you trying to pronounce it.
I'm sorry, I'm trying.
From Mwahaha. Linda Mwahaha. I don't even know what it says.
Way back in 1972, I was a newlywed to my first husband, Bill the Bum. Feel the love here? That's what it said. I'm just reading what it's written here. We ran away to Kentucky to get married because you could get married there at 16 years old without parental consent. Jesus fucking Christ.
She was dating Wonka. No.
Ew.
Ew.
All right. A mistake on my part, but I corrected it a few years later. However, that's a story not really appropriate for this site. All right. All
right. We're moving on.
Let's move on. All right. Okay. We were living with his foster parents when we came back to Willoughby, I guess it's in Ohio, my parents were just glad to see I was alive, but they were less than thrilled with Bill. I grew to understand that, okay, this is not important to the story. Okay, so they lived with Esther and Dave for about a year and a half. We had our very little privacy except in our little bedroom or when we left every weekend for our jobs. We were both guitarists, etc. Where's the ghost part? Okay, so now this person goes into how cheap things were back then in 1972. So we're going
on her whole journey. Right
yeah,
now.
She's taking us.
She's
on
like,
a journey.
When I was five, I fell off my bike. And I thought I saw a ghost. And that's the whole story.
Hang on, we get to the end.
She's like, and I don't believe in ghosts. Bye.
While we were busy improving the place and setting up housekeeping, we really didn't notice anything right away. Once we had the work completed is when we began to notice some annoying and strange developments. It started out rather subtle at first. We had an apartment directly above us. The other three were located in such a way to have two on one side, two on the other. It started with some noises above us, usually in the daytime, no big deal. The sound of other tenants, or so we thought. Like I said, we didn't give too much credence to it. However, the noises grew louder in intensity and we heard them day and night, especially when we were trying to sleep. How rude can you get? We took it for months until it got ridiculous. I took the initiative to call the landlord and say something about it. When I told the wife about the rude tenant above us keeping us up all night with their racket, I was greeted with silence at first. She then told me she'd look into it. I let it go at that. I was hoping the landlords would have a talk with the person living up there and tell them to be more considerate. No such luck. The racket became much more distinct that night. It actually sounded like someone rolling something around on wheels. That's like...
bowling ball. That's
exactly.
What that reminded me
of. Okay. Apparently, the floors and all the apartments were bare wood floors, making it easy to hear someone walking around or moving furniture and the like. We also heard what sounded like hammering nails into the plaster walls. We got pretty fed up with the noisy neighbor and decided to go up to the apartment and talk to them ourselves. It appeared that the landlords didn't follow through with their idle promise. We stood outside of the apartment door and persistently began knocking. We got no answer. We kept pounding. About then, the woman that lived with her husband directly across from the apartment opened the door. She asked what we were doing. We explained that whoever was living in there was keeping us up practically all night with all the racket. I asked, why don't they open the door? Are they deaf so they can't hear all the noise they're making here at all hours? What's their problem?
Yeah.
She had a rather blank look on her face. She introduced herself and invited us in so she could talk to us. Her husband was at work, but she asked us to sit down. We were seated at her dining room table. And she had a cup of coffee with us. She told us not to think she was crazy, but her husband and her have been hearing the same noises since they moved in the year before us. She said hearing what we said made her realize that her and her husband were not bonkers and just hearing things. She said that this particular apartment was actually empty.
What?
So.
What?
Yeah, she said she's seen the landlord showing the apartment to several people. No one comes back.
No,
no one's moved into it. So,
what the fuck?
Yep. I asked her, did she know anything as to why it might be haunted? So it sounds like there was an old man that lived down at the end of the hall that might know more about it.
It's his ghost. He used to live there. He's like, yeah, I know that guy. That's me.
That's me. So yes, during my conversation with that guy, he mentioned that there was a strange old guy that lived in the apartment at the end of the hallway. He said the man had to get around with a wheeled walker because he had difficulty wheeling.
I thought he was rollerblading.
Thought he was bowling.
Maybe he was doing both.
He thought the guy was a little kooky since he was frequently pounding nails into walls to hang things. He was constantly trying to change it. And then apparently he had a heart attack and died in the room. And I guess he's still trying to leave his mark rearrange things. And yep, so.
Yikes.
That's that. In Ohio.
So if there's ever an apartment above you where you hear noises, make sure people live there first before you start making assumptions.
Yeah.
Oi.
Oi.
Oh my.
New house for... Okay, let's see. I have so many here. New house for rent. The ghost is free. Let's read that one.
The ghost is free.
Oh, it's the same person in Ohio.
Ohio, woo!
Woo, let's go crazy. Now, this is 10 years later. So the first story we heard was 1972. This is 1982.
My year I was born.
Oh, good, good year.
Good vibes.
Okay, so this was her sister told her. This happened to her sister. So they just moved in to a new rental house, a newlywed couple and their 4-month-old daughter. They signed for a 2-year lease with a rent to own option. They, my sister and her friends were invited over to their new house about 3 months after they settled in. So this is her sister's story. Can we follow this?
Yes. Right.
Sister had some friends who moved in to this house. So her sister went over to this house. They noticed that their friend wasn't as bubbly as she usually was. And the husband was, like, really withdrawn, too. The husband, Bob, finally decided not to be hesitant anymore and spilled the beans about why they were acting like they were. He told them that they were noticing, he said, okay, they're your old friends. They've known you for years. They'll believe us. Jenny took a deep breath and shook her head in agreement. Bob, rather cautiously, began telling them what was going on with their new house since they got settled in. The first months, they were far too busy unpacking, situating, organizing everything. So they didn't really notice anything unusual during that time. However, after the dust settled and they began to relax in their new environment, they began noticing some perplexing and unnerving events taking place in their beautiful new home. Such things as objects disappearing and showing up in the most ridiculous places. I know what that is.
That is your house.
That is totally my house. Or just never showing up again, which also happens. The sliding door closet in the baby's nursery was always ice cold, even on the hottest days. It's so weird.
Oh, God.
Frequently, the closet light was on with neither of them touching it. They would store the baby's bassinet in there when it wasn't in there. One day, Jenny went to retrieve the bassinet to bathe the baby. She unfolded it and began setting it up. She had just put the water in the little tub and was about to set the baby in it when the entire unit just fell apart.
What?
When she inspected it to determine what happened, she was astounded to find that all the screws, joints, braces, and bolts were removed and lying in a small pile on the floor of the closet.
What? Wait, so it fell apart and then the...
I guess, so they kept whatever this is, a bassinet, I don't know.
Like a bathtub thing.
I guess, in the closet.
I mean, it was folded. 1982. They had screws and bolts in the bathtubs. Really, what's happening?
So she brought it to the bathroom, set it up, and went to put the baby in it, and it just collapsed. And then when she went back to the closet,
all the screws
were on the floor in the closet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Totally normal.
Yeah. As much as neither one wanted to admit it, this was something paranormal. According to Jenny and her husband, the episodes were starting to escalate to the point that they're afraid to even be in the house at all. Mm. They're beginning to feel unwelcome and threatened, but by who or what? There wasn't anything that they could physically point to as to the root of the problem. Bob said he was unsure about how to approach the landlord about it, and that the landlord never mentioned that the house or the area was haunted. Which, like, we talked about that, though.
That's shitty.
It depends.
But does a landlord believe, you know?
A lot of people don't, right? So, like, what are you going to, like, disclose that your place is haunted even if you don't believe it?
And then also, do you have to let someone know who's renting versus buying?
Buying, yeah.
Ooh.
It's different everywhere. I don't know what it is in Ohio.
Ohio's got their own.
Ohio!
I'm going to buy you a round trip to Ohio for no reason.
Jenny said she was getting beyond scared and didn't know where to run to get away from it. When Bob heard that, he got angry. He began raising his voice and demanding that whatever it was to stop being a coward and show itself.
Oh, no. You don't
challenge. Come on.
Have you not seen scary movies? You don't challenge
the ghost. You don't challenge the ghost.
You don't. You don't say.
That was the wrong thing to say because in challenging it, he got an answer.
Oh, shit.
They were all in the kitchen seated around a dinette facing the living room. The baby was sitting in its carrier on the floor when suddenly the baby's blanket was literally ripped off of the carrier and thrown at Bob. Sorry, what? There's something really funny about that.
Like, fuck you, Bob.
Fuck you, Bob. Fucking at least Bob. It was a blanket. It wasn't like a glass.
Oh my god. You want us to show ourselves? There you go.
Yeah, and then they saw a bread knife that was normally kept in the silverware drawer hovering in midair by itself in the middle of the living room. It was suspended in air for several seconds and dropped to the floor. I don't know what I would... I've never seen an object levitate.
But why would a bread knife be in the middle of the living room? They were like, you know what? They just grabbed the nearest object. They're like, well, fuck you, Bob. Here's a blanket. Take that. Here's a bread knife. They're probably a little old lady. She's just angry. Doesn't know where to throw it, Bob.
Oh, bread knife. That's so... I'm just like imagining like a horror movie.
Oh, my like God.
The bread knife.
I don't know. It sounds like a scary movie, like spoof thing.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yikes.
I'm just trying to see, yeah. And then it goes into, they actually ended up threatening to sue the landlord. And
I mean.
The landlord let them out of the lease. Because apparently the people that saw the bread knife, I guess their friends were over and they wrote actual statements and got them notarized.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Notary is important.
Yeah.
All right.
One more?
Sure.
We're at about
37. Oh, all right. I can throw one at the end, too, if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where to go. There's a scary experience at a cousin's house. Is it my imagination or am I hearing and seeing ghosts? Mm. Weird things happening in our home.
I like weird things happening in our home.
All righty. Andre. From the Netherlands. All right. So my fiance and I moved into a house from the 1950s, and it's connected to other houses, so you can hear the neighbors sometimes. I do know that the previous person who lived here died in this home, and she was kind of young, in her 50s, I believe, and that she had a dog. Well, when we moved here, nothing much happened paranormal-wise. But after we lived here for a while, I was starting to see things from the corner of my eyes and hear things from time to time that were coming from inside the house, since I can now hear the difference between a sound from inside the house or a sound from a neighbor's house. Things like boxes moving in the attic or walking in the attic, the sound of door between the shed and the washroom opening, things like that. In 2018, we got a new neighbor in this house, and she lived there until 2021, and then she moved to the other side of the country. We went to visit her at the beginning of 2023. She told us that she'd always had the feeling that a man was standing in the corner of her attic on the side where we live. Ooh. She would always ask permission to get something from that side, otherwise she would feel really uneasy when she would get something from there. I told her what I heard from the other neighbors, and she said she wasn't surprised. I have seen a dark mass move in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
The height of a dog. And we didn't have a dog at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
A ghost dog. We do have a dog now. Sometimes it sounds like she's playing with someone upstairs, even if no one's there.
Aww,
she'll sometimes just stare at a corner, even though nothing's there. Does your dog ever do that?
Not really. I mean, he just lays around and looks at things all the time, so I can't really tell if there's any direction. But he doesn't show any type of alert, but he also hears things from a mile away. So I can't tell if he actually sees something in my house or if it's something he heard. Someone shut a car door 14 houses away, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And he's trying to protect me.
That's so true.
It's hard to tell.
I do recall... maybe 2 years ago, it was 3 a.m. and I was alone.
Good old 3 a.m.
And I just like woke up and all of the cats were like at attention staring into the hallway.
No.
I was not okay with that. Like that didn't seem normal.
Yeah, like all of them. Well, according to other stories we've heard.
People walk
in your hallway.
The hallway. Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay, A few weeks ago, I was sitting in my chair, which faces the front door as well, and all of a sudden, I saw a bright light right outside our front door. Mind you, where we live, you can't get there by car, and it's more of a dead-end alley. Normally, if someone is outside our door, our dog would bark, but she didn't. My fiancé was smoking in the shed at the time, which the door to the shed is next to the front door. When he came back, I asked him if he saw the light. He told me he didn't. Well, I don't know what that could be. That could just be the sun.
Yeah. That sun does give light. Wait a minute. Eureka. You're like, well, I flipped that light switch, and then there was light.
Yeah, and then it just goes, I guess they just, oh. So they see shadows, they hear strange noises. We don't feel like it's evil or anything, more like it's checking in on us to see if we take care of the house and play with our dog. Oh. That's really cute. Our dog seems to feel at ease with whoever is here, and she's picky when it comes to her friends. That's kind of nice.
That's
yeah,
sweet.
That's how I feel. Like, I don't feel like anything's evil here. It's sometimes creepy, but, like...
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm feeling like Wow. It's, like, one of those things, like, you read a story here, and then at the bottom, it's, like, you might also, like...
Oh, no, then you go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. There's, like, 10 other stories. I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. So I'm going to read this one later.
Okay. Well.
Oh, boy.
So this one I found, and it's a Reddit story, and it was posted about, I don't know, like 12 days ago. And I know we did a story at one point about police officers.
Yes.
And things like that.
Yes.
So this was just one that popped. I was like, I have to save this because it's not a whole topic.
Yeah.
But it's a strange 911 call I took several years ago.
Oh, is this like a dispatcher?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah. My God.
I know.
I'm already like...
So it says, hey, y'all. Long time lurker on this page, but I finally... This was on the paranormal Reddit thread. Just r/paranormal. This is Chinchilla Dax.
All right.
No idea. Okay.
Chinchillas are cool.
Long time lurker on this page, but I finally want to share my story. This happened years ago, but it's still something I think about and would like to share... And hear what you guys think, paranormal or not. About 5 to 6 years ago, I was working on the night shift as a 911 operator / dispatcher. It was about 22:30, which is about 10:30 at night.
Hey, look at us go.
And I took a 911 call from a verified landline that was tied to a specific address. When I answered the phone, no one responded to me. In the background of the call, I could hear what sounded like faint moaning and possibly a jingle on a TV as if it was playing a commercial or something. My immediate thought was, this is probably an elderly patient that fell or needs medical assistance, which was very, very common in the area. When I looked up the address, there was nothing significant in the location history regarding medical calls. There was, however, a structure fire called plate call placed a couple years prior. I didn't read the narrative on that fire call, so I assumed it was a small indoor fire, would still be coded as a structure fire, and the house still remained since obviously someone was calling on a landline phone. The phone had gone silent at this point, besides a faint crackling, and no one had responded to me, so I disconnected the line.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
I guess if no one says anything, like, I don't know, but
that's really scary, though, because, like, what if you can't...
What if you can't respond? Well, that's the whole thing. You have to be able to, like, give an address. But then she had an address, so that's what was weird.
I don't know. Okay.
So I sent the call up to dispatch as an unverified emergency call since they had called in on a 911 line and stated that I heard possible moaning, but nothing else that stood out. Mm. My dispatcher had two police officers a couple blocks away that were clearing up a call. So he made them aware to check that unverified emergency call. So
that's
someone
good.
Did go out.
Yeah.
A couple minutes later, I got a call from the same landline number. We would usually have calls sent back to us automatically if it came in on the same number. Again, I heard the TV and the faint moaning. Still, no one responded to me.
I don't like that.
The faint moaning.
At all.
So no one responded to me. Eventually, the line went silent again, and there was just a faint crackling, so I disconnected the line. A couple minutes later, the police officers rolled on scene, and I waited to hear what the situation was. A few minutes or so later, they cleared the scene. The dispatcher sent me a message and asked me if the address was correct. I confirmed the address came in twice on a residential landline, so that had to be the location of the call. My dispatcher then told me that the house burned down a couple years prior. Apparently, all that was left was the concrete slab and some of the burned framing of the structure.
What?
Yeah. The police officers knew the address, but obviously went to the... When they went to the area to see if there was anyone injured, overdose, trespassing, or whatever on the property, they didn't find anyone in the area, and apparently none of the neighbors heard or saw anything. I still think about this call from time to time. It was creepy when I took the initial call, just because the moaning and the TV noises were odd.
Oh.
But knowing that the house was completely burned down, and there was no one living there, or even a functioning phone line, makes it even creepier. But apparently there's a show, because someone commented, it was like, there's a show called Paranormal 911. And I'm like, what is that? So I have to look into that. That's a whole different. But, you know, people were commenting. I think it's on Discovery Plus or Max or something like that. But I need to definitely look into that one, because that shit freaks me out.
There was actually, I found a YouTube channel. I'm seeing if I can find it real quick now, because I don't want to just like... Okay, it's called Mr. Nightmare is the name of the YouTube channel. And it's basically like, I think the first one I listened to was like... I think it was like phone call, like 5 scary phone calls with backstories. So it's like somebody got this call, but then like here's the backstory of like the stalker or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But one... was mom was in a house and like I guess her teenage daughter was in the other room and kept calling her, but every time the mom picked up, like she would like just hear like music in the back, or like the daughter wasn't talking and she was like, what are you doing? Like, I'm in the house, like why are you calling me? And the daughter was like, no mom, like I literally was coming to get you because my phone keeps calling you. And I'm not doing anything.
Ew.
And then they're in the hallway talking about it. And the phone starts calling her mom again.
No.
It gets where you can hear it.
No.
You can hear it. No. So it leaves a voicemail.
Shut the fuck up.
And it's like you hear the music in her bedroom. And then something happens and you hear like a screech.
Mm-mm.
But they didn't hear anything in the house, just over the phone, and then it hangs up.
Oh, what the fucking fuck? No.
I don't know.
No. That's a hard no for me, Bob.
But that is another rabbit hole you can dive into. Holy shit. Mr. Nightmare. It's all the, like, list things alike.
Oh, God. Yeah, lately I'm only watching wrestling figures and... random shit on YouTube, so I guess I have to switch over to some some ghostly things.
I did start that documentary on Robert Durst.
Oh my God.
I never heard about him before. Have you heard about him?
Yeah, I have.
I never...
But I didn't know all the details of every little thing, but...
I'm only on the second or third episode.
It's bananas. The whole thing is, you're just like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Every time I see a picture of his first wife... It's really sad. Like, she like looked like so lovely. And she had all these friends who cared. I don't know.
It reminds me a lot of the guy, I think his name is Michael Peterson.
Yeah.
The Staircase.
Yes.
That's who he reminds me of. Like, where he's so, like, the narcissistic kind of, like, well, it couldn't be me. Because, you know, like, it's, oh, my God. You didn't even get to the court or anything yet,
no.
Right?
Okay. No.
Oh my God.
I want to watch it right now.
Girl. All right. Well, let's go watch it. But anyway, until next time, I do have a juicy topic next time. Yay! So we will continue. And anything else to add, Shelley?
Not a thing.
All right. Sleep well.